Laron, are you available? I have to put you on the spot, and we talked about this briefly. We're going to talk a little bit about groceries to your door, and I want to see if he's available because he has more experience with the Walmart side. So before I do my demo of Instacart, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the experience of shopping, getting groceries delivered to your door from Walmart.
I have learned that they are now intertwining both the Walmart site and the app. And so where you can actually go in and do your grocery shopping. And I have found that it was preferred for me to actually start utilizing the delivery service as opposed to the pickup. And that being because, especially with utilizing the Uber, that's a little frustrating and, you know, kind of counterproductive as far as the time we would be sitting there, possibly waiting on your pre-pickup order. I found it much, much more comfortable with them delivering it to my door. And the process works the same way, just simply just going online or even going in through the Walmart app and doing your direct shopping. And they now even have an option for you to get express delivery in some areas. It took a while for my area to even get delivery, but it sounds like they're developing that in several other places throughout Indiana. And so where now you can even get express delivery, it sounds like within like 2 hours. Now, I have not experienced that yet. I've been okay with the day or two prior to them delivering, but it has been very, very convenient. Has been very, very peaceful, especially during this COVID time, to where going even out in public and trying to shop safely, realizing that we may need to, even if we're using magnifiers and have some low vision, you know, you would then have to pick up the products by hand and things of that nature. And this has just become a much, much less evasive, very comfortable way, simply by going online to Walmart.com and allowing them to deliver to your door. That is now a real good feature that they do have. And so I would recommend that as an alternative to any frustrations that you may have with pickup delivery or going shopping yourself.
And what is the cost to get it delivered in 2 days?
I think that it actually varies based on your order. I don't know that number right offhand, but I want to say it's a number either $5.99 or $9.99. But if I even did the math, either way that went, that would be less than what it would cost me an Uber to go pick it up myself. So if I just cut myself a coupon right there at the cash register and I stay at home, order my groceries, stay safe, they come to me, it would still be a little bit less of a cost than me going to pick it up ordering an Uber, which may cost you, you know, $10 or $15 round trip. Then you got a tip because you're trying to be respectful of the driver's time since y'all been sitting there for 15 minutes. So
not everywhere, but some markets, you can, as of September 15th, you can pay $12.99 a month or $98 a year to get unlimited grocery deliveries.
You are right. They do have some sort of membership package. I'm not sure about the particulars of it, but you are correct. They do have some sort of membership package to where it's like just all inclusive, you know, your unlimited shopping. You know, they've had a couple of promos to where you can get it for free. It sounds like it's cost effective.
I'm not sure what the cost is, but they're trying to compete with Amazon Prime.
That and Instacart, I believe, you know, they are trying to stay competitive. I've even noticed, I don't even know if y'all know, just another side note to Walmart, but the Dollar General even has order pickup now. And they're implementing that. They didn't have it before. They don't have delivery service yet, but they do have in-store online ordering. So even at the Dollar General store, they, you know, that was something that wasn't available before.
What about substitutes?
That is one thing that I just found that when shopping online, whether it be pickup delivery or getting it delivered, one of the frustrations that you may run into is noticing that your orders happen to have a variation. I don't know if it's by default. I don't know if I clicked the button and turned it on, or I'm still learning on whether or not I have to do it by each item. But you will find often that you will get a substitute item. So they will give you some sort of equivalent, whether in size and quantity or a certain type of, you know, light or regular or something of that nature. But you may get a great value alternative. And so just pay attention to whether or not there's an icon or there should be a spot right next to each item as you're going through your checkout list. So really go through your shopping cart and make sure that you have checked the box whether you will allow substitutions for that product or not. I would assume that they would have one across the board that you could check on to make it across the board. But I personally, at this point, not to say I wouldn't trust it, but I mean, it would be wiser probably to just at least go through and check to make sure that you don't have, so if you're not okay with that, some things you are, right? Some things that you're looking for something specific and you're actually okay. If you're looking for Ritz Club crackers and they don't have any available, but you'll take Keebler brand or Great Value, then that would be a comfortable convenience for you. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just something to pay attention to. If you want something specific, make sure that box checked. If you're okay with a variation of it, then, you know, no problem, because that very well may happen.
Yeah, there's probably item by item allow substitutes. And two positive things that I know will be of interest to some of our listeners, they do not raise the prices any. Whereas if you use Instacart, some stores, you might pay a little bit more for certain items. And Walmart, to my knowledge, is not doing that. So that could save you quite a bit of money. And the other thing is the food stamp cards, the public aid.
The ABC cards?
Yeah. That they take those. So folks who, use that for their groceries, Walmart does accept that now. I think that's the gist of it. I appreciate you on the fly. They're getting you ready for your next presentation.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So folks, check that out. It's right there at walmart.com. They do have an app, just the Walmart app on your phone. There used to be two separate apps, Walmart and Walmart Grocery, but now it's one. And so give that a play. I've looked at it on the iPhone. It looks doable, but it looks like there's a few buttons that could be labeled a little bit better. And I know sometimes it'll show like two or three or four products and then show the buttons to add those products. So you have to kind of pay attention. But it is accessible, it is doable, and it can be brought right to your door. So with that, I'm going to talk about Instacart, which is what I use because it has a variety of stores. The stores you have available are going to depend on where you're located, but there's quite a few. So if you live in Indy, you're going to have a ton of options. But even in Evansville, there's quite a large number of options. I was talking about some stores charging a little bit more. So the two that I use primarily are Aldi's and Sam's Club because they do not. I've gone in the store and verified it that they do not add any to the cost. Of course, Aldi is one of the stores that was kind of known in the past for kind of being on generic, and they have really good food at great prices, very healthy. So that's a store I'd recommend taking a look at if you've never used them or you have and it's been a few years. But let's see what all we have to choose from, because they have more than grocery stores now. They've expanded into quite a few new services. So let's just see what we have, for example, in Evansville, Indiana.
Big selection grocers, heading Aldi, delivery bullet pickup button, Aldi. Gordon Food Service, delivery button, Target, delivery button.
I think it jumped some.
New Bed Bath and Beyond, delivery.
Yeah, it jumped on me, so I wanted to get it. Yeah, it jumped on me, but so these are new things.
New Bed Bath and Beyond, delivery.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
New Spirit Halloween, delivery.
Spirit Halloween.
Warehouse Clubs, heading.
The Warehouse Clubs you have.
Sam's Club,
Sam's Club and Gordon Foods.
Costco,
service.
Delivery button.
Costco.
General Merchandise, heading.
General Merchandise.
Big Lots, delivery.
Big Lots.
Staples, delivery.
Staples.
Button. Natural and Organic, heading.
Natural and Organic.
The Fresh Market, delivery bullet pickup 2.4 miles.
So you got Fresh Market, which is a good store.
Fresh Time Market, delivery button.
And the Fresh Time Market in Evansville.
The Vitamin Shop registered, delivery button.
Vitamin Shop.
Pickup options, heading.
And so you can have them just shop and go pick it up if you want, or you can do, but I'm trying to get back up to the groceries, because I think that's what a lot of us want to use, certainly, find out what we have in the way of groceries available to us. Meijer, this is a store kind of big in the Midwest. The Meijer locations are included in there.
Aldi, Sam's Club, and a store called Schnucks, which is headquartered out of St. Louis. So those are the first three, because I've shopped from those three. So it shows you the ones that you've recently been to, and now it'll show you the others.
Aldi, Schnucks, Meijer, delivery.
Meijer.
Gordon Food Service. Delivery.
Gordon Food Service.
Target, delivery.
Target.
New on Instacart, heading.
Okay, so that's all. Seems like there are more, so well, they kind of spread them out. But anyway, you see, that's a wide variety of stores. You have to spend at least $35, but you get delivery within 2 hours. Now the cost, yeah, that's what you want to know. I pay for the annual, which is like $98 a year, but you can do it monthly, or you can even do it by order, but it's certainly going to save you money if you have the means to do it, to just go ahead and pay for a whole year. And then because I buy, or have bought quite a bit from Sam's, I actually got a Sam's card and it gave me a 10% discount. So of course the downside with Sam's is you're buying in bulk, and sometimes that's a lot of food. So make sure you have your freezer bags ready, and or have a chest freezer or something, because you're going to buy quite a bit. So first we would choose our store. So I'm going to choose Aldi. And then there's really three different ways to find your products. You can go into your past order. So everything that you bought before, and it's very likely you're going to buy something again, you can go in there. You can add an entire order to it, or you can go through item by item and add those things. Sometimes what I've done is I want some or most of an order, but not all, but I'll just go ahead and add the order and then remove items. So it's as simple as adding the product. When you're over the product, you can swipe up the quantity, 1, 2, 3, 4, tap on the product, and it'll give you a whole bunch of information. It'll show you similar related products. It'll give you nutritional information if you want to know how many calories and all that you'd ever want to know. And I think that's very interesting, because there's foods that sound good by name, and then you start reading the ingredients and the quality of the food or the lack thereof, and then you kind of decide, well, no, maybe that's not quite what I want to do. three different ways to do that. You got the shop tab, and then that will kind of just shows you products they think you'll like. It shows you a few of each item, each category. See, service availability, 2 hours. Oh, I can see the autofill your cart setup. That's a new option. I haven't played with that one.
Save time buying your jewel items.
Save time buying your usual items. 4 good breakfast croissants for $3.25. So you have all your favorites there. You know, you can go through and just swipe up and add something to your cart. Added one quantity to cart, and there you go. And you just go through, choose your products. When you get up to at least $35, you can check out, and you can have it next day or a couple days, whatever you need. Or like I said, you can do 2-hour delivery, and it will be there for you. So there's an explore, and that lets you look at the items in a different way. Then you can see the categories, and they're going to be different by store, you know. So there's just a small sample of all the different categories. There's a savings tab. You can go in here sometimes and find some coupons. I should use that more than I do. I usually have certain things that I buy. Then you have the your items tab. So that's where you can go in, and all the things that you've bought before, you can go in there and review. So I don't have time to do a really thorough demo. We did one a few months ago when we were doing our Saturday weekly chats, which you can go find at our website, nfb-in.org. And we have an audio page that has conventions for the last 3 years. We'll have this convention as well.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
This is Tammy. I was just wondering if you are using Instacart, can you order from multiple stores at the same time? Like if you want the person to pick up multiple items, kind of a 3-part question. The second part of the question is, once you've ordered everything, can you communicate with your person who delivers in order to let them know, like if there's a problem and you can't get what you want, how does that work? And the third is when they come, do you tip them? Do you tip them in the app, or how does that work? So kind of a 3-part question.
Yeah. Okay, let's see if I can remember that. Well, you would tip them in the app. By default, it's 5% tip, which isn't bad. You think they're actually shopping, getting the items. That's really more than a tip, because that's going to the driver for taking their vehicle to the store, walking through shopping, and then bringing the items to your home. So you would do that in the app. You can do multiple stores at once. It's not one person, though. You'll have one person from each store. So you can do it. In the past, that has kind of burned me a little bit. So I tend to do one order at a time and then go do the other. But yes, you can. You can do multiple stores. You could get someone coming in from Meijer and Sam's Club. And now you got this Bed Bath & Beyond. So there are a lot of new options outside of food. I'm trying to remember your other question.
Communicate with the driver.
Oh, yeah. You get notification once they begin shopping. You get a time. I'll say it'll be here between 4 and 5 p.m. You'll get a notification when they begin shopping. You'll see the items as they added to their cart. You have the option to do substitutes. When you check out, it'll say this product is running low. You know, do you want to substitute with this? And it'll give you options, or you can just skip it. So you do all that before they even begin shopping. And then as they begin, you see them add the products. You see if there's any substitutes. There is a chat with shopper. And so you can take the initiative and reach out to the shopper and communicate. And of course, they can ask you, hey, I know you wanted 2 pounds of meat, but there's only five pounds of burger or something crazy like that. So yeah, you could definitely communicate with them. And then you can specify what's done. Of course, now with COVID, be more likely to leave the groceries at your door, but you could specify that. Actually knock on the door. Some people have a table or something where they'll leave the items. So you have full communications. Of course, the quality varies a little bit. I mean, all the shoppers are pretty good about getting your items, but you know, when you're asking for a lot of extra help or making changes or wanting to talk to them, that varies a little bit. Some are better at it than others. I hate to stereotype, but the ladies seem to do a little bit better than the guys. I've had a couple orders that went to the wrong address. They went to 5053 instead of 5063, and my neighbor got some goodies, but they made good on it. And this was right back in the heyday of COVID, where they didn't have people there that you could just do the online chat through the app, and they weren't manning the phones because they're all working from home. So I had to go online and do a thing on the computer. It took me about an hour, but they did honor it. I did get all my food.
Our neighbor uses Instacart all the time, and their shoppers typically text with them while they're shopping and let them know, you know, you wanted this, but it's not available. You know, what about this product? Or if there's something that's on sale, sale, they'll note that. So our neighbors are really happy with Instacart.
Yeah, by and large, I've had very positive experiences. Yeah, most of them will bring it and set it on your table. It's only with the COVID exchange. They're all generally very nice. I it's been a very positive experience. And they are in almost every town. Although there may be some smaller towns, you know, where maybe all you have is the Aldi or something. But they are probably have the widest coverage. Now, I can't say, you know, it's compared with Walmart. But, you know, this is a variety of different stores. I've been very happy with it. I like the service. It has allowed me the independence, the ability to really look through my products and shop more thoroughly and compare prices and quality.
So if I'm understanding correctly, the Instacart folks, they're not, like I've done Walmart pickup and Kroger pickups and things like that before. So these are actual, they're not somebody that just goes to the store and picks the groceries up. These are actual shoppers, right? That go and do the shopping for you.
Instacart is a company that contracts with the store. Look at them in the same category, say, as DoorDash drivers or Uber people. They're independent. They specifically go to the store and get the items, bring them to you.
Okay.
So they're not employees of the store. Right. They're not employees mm-hmm. of a specific store. It's a third party.
We have a question in the chat asking okay. whether you can use EBT on Instacart.
Not to my knowledge. I don't know. If it's possible, I don't know of a way to do it. It does have a slot in there for coupon cards, but I doubt it. If you did, you'd have to have some way to have a second credit card because obviously there are certain things that EBT doesn't cover, and it obviously wouldn't cover the 5% tip. So, you know, to my knowledge, I'd say the answer is no, but I can't say that with 100% certainty. That may lean you more toward the Walmart side if EBT is important. Important to you. If you want to email me, I'm Mike Lauf. It's MikeLauf as in, I don't know, funny on a good day, at TWC.com. So MikeLauf@TWC.com. Or just go to our website and just fill out the form. I get those. So just go to nfb-in.org and click on contact and ask any questions. And if it's for me, I'll answer it or get it to the right person. So we'll be glad to answer those questions for you.